That's the most common mistake in this thing is either looking at the wrong column or looking at the wrong row. And I mean, that's usually when you have something you just can't figure out, that's the first thing you need to look at when you're looking for. Any other questions?
Are the salaries with COLA in put in here yet? Do we know?
Well, I will tell you what I did. Because there's so many little discrepancies there and how we budget that, if you want me to have that to the exact penny, no, it's not in there. We'd have to do line by line. What I did was I've got 2% COLA in there. I had one of the elected officials call me this morning. You didn't have the 2% COLA in for mine. And I said, I'm confident there's going to be some consideration as to whether that takes effect the first of the year or whether it doesn't. But that is the commission's responsibility to make sure that gets to the payroll office. And that is, again, one of those things. We're not going to go looking for that amount right now. Yes, every budget should have enough in there that it's within $3,400, I would say.
Yeah, it looks like, for example, there's a $3,500 increase for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, roughly 6 employees. I mean, it's in there.
I figured it based on what was budgeted last year, but you have to be careful doing that because if you don't, you know, what was budgeted last year may be a lot different. Some of them I figured on what they actually requested because right. You were going to approve that amount. So you'll find some different things in there. And the way to avoid that, again, I will say, if you want to avoid that problem, I don't think there's anything at all wrong with budgeting that line per line on your payroll. Actually putting it on the payroll, or putting it on the budget, I'm sorry. Does anyone else have a question?
I don't think so.
I do have the admin fees in front of me there. So I think we need to know that statute, look at it, and decide if we're going.
Well, like Rick said, we can go ahead and approve
it. I think you need to do that before you do any transfers. I don't think that you have to know that before you approve the budget, but if you want to, I mean, you can. I don't know that that's a... The budget's just a plan, and you may, you know, there's times when you're going to go over the budget, times you're, hopefully that you're going to stay under the budget on every department.
We know from our history, and we know some expenses that are coming because we have a $1,200,000 grant for the airport in which we do 10%. So we know that's a capital improvement that we're not going to have again, but it's going to a budget. So we know that we're going to have more expenses than revenues. I'm not saying for that, but we know that's going to add to it greater.
And that's a guideline. And that's part of the
guidelines. I'm not really understanding. There are more expenses in there because we do have a grant coming in. There's more revenues in there to offset a million. $20,000 of that.
Well, what I'm saying is we know this budget already. If all the expenses were done and if it came in as is, and it's just a budget, it's just a, don't mean just, but it's a guideline. We know that we're going to be, and this year we went into reserves about 700 and some odd thousand.
You have budgeted where you're going to go into reserves, I think, at least that much, if
exactly.
That's what you're
saying.
Yes,
so
I do believe so.
We know we're going to do that because we know that an added 120,000 that is going to be from a capital improvement.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. Yes, I understand what you're saying. I believe that this budget will, when followed through, you will have a lower ending balance than you have beginning balance.
Yes.
That's what we're saying.
Yes. So in the beginning, and I've not read all of your statement, but in the beginning, where you said, how many years did you say that if we don't find more revenue, then we'll have spent all of the surplus?
What I did, Sheila, is I just did a rough estimate. You're spending really close to $800,000 more than you're bringing in right now. You've got about $6 million in there. Mm-hmm. If you take 800,000 into 6 million, it's just under six, seven years, you will spend all of that if you do, if something doesn't change.
So, knowing that we can't go out and start a business and make revenue. We rely on.
Definitely not.
And so if we don't have a means for having more revenue, we've got to cut expenses. And our major expenses are employee salaries and all the benefits that go with it.
I think everything that you've seen me put in writing is agreed that the first thing you need to do is try to figure out how to cut these expenses as much as possible. There are some questions in there as to, you know, sometimes you may have an expense that you look at and you say, well, I've got to spend this to keep from having a higher expense next year, something like that. You know, when we looked at the jail, we actually put some money in the jail payroll because we feel like, you feel like, that if we don't do some adjustments down there, the expenses down there are going to skyrocket more than what we're doing there. But I don't believe we've cut every expense we could have cut out of this. But that's... Well, I can't be presiding, but if I were, I would call for a question. You need to make a decision whether you want to approve this or not.
Oh, I'm like I said, as far I think there's only affect one account in the admin, only one fund in the admin. So we can look at that, and if it changes anything, we just don't take that much, and I don't think there's an issue there at all.
If I felt like there was a problem with you approving the budget, I would be advising you not to right now.
Right,
I think
yeah.
You can approve this budget. Again, I'm not saying I would vote for it, but I think you can approve the budget the way it is.
How can you approve it not vote for it?
Well, that's if two of you don't
understand two things.
If two of you don't vote for it, it won't get approved.
That's right.
But it's very possible that you know, and in fact I'm sure that in past years I have advised the commissioner that he shouldn't vote for a budget. So I'm not telling you one way or the other. You know, if you want, I don't know that I would give you that opinion right here, whether or not I would approve this budget.
You don't know if you would give that opinion to...
Yeah, I don't know it.
I move to approve 2019 budget as presumed.
Second for question.
We have a second with some discussion.
Are we saying we're going to look at the admin fees to see that we follow the statute?
Yeah, I would.
And then knowing that that's going to increase or
decrease. It decreased the fees. Wouldn't it increase?
Decrease the fees and increase GCR expense while the revenue is greater.
Yes. Again, it would only affect one, I think.
Pardon?
It would only affect one. So you're looking around a $40,000 to $50,000 decrease in revenue for GCR.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Aye on the budget as a whole.
Aye.
I will vote for the budget as a whole. Knowing that on record of
she's an I.
Okay. Not voting for everything.
Motion carries.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you for your service for the last 16 years.
There's an agent there I'd like to sign, and I'm going to present that copy to the treasurer, or I'll go to present that copy to the treasurer. It will be.
How'd you get one printed?
Getting balances in my change boxes.
Then when the other balances aren't put in, that will be, he's going to sign that page, but that will be the final page of record. And you said about the 10th, because you want, how do you do that? You know, here. I didn't explain that well. So the actual final budget that we're living with.
These expenses should change. These are expenses that you have. The only thing that can change. The only way the expenses can change is if, no, it shouldn't change. I was thinking about the admin. Shouldn't be any change.
Have they already posted the expenses for today?
I'm assuming that I can run this report.
I thought Don told me there was 40,000 revenue.
That's not the expense.
The revenue, yeah.
I think the only thing you'll find changing is
revenue.
And you're approving expenses in
the
last year's
budget.
Not in last year's budget. You're approving expenses.
We'll recess upstairs.